My publisher asked whether we actually referred to ourselves as economic hitmen. I assured him that we did, although usually only by the initials. In fact, one day in 1971, when I began working with my teacher, Claudine, she informed me, "My assignment is to mold you into an economic hitman. No one can know about your involvement, not even your wife." Then she turned serious. "Once you're in for life." After that, she seldom used the full name. We were simply EHMs. Claudine's role is a fascinating example of the manipulation that underlies the business I had entered. Beautiful and intelligent, she was highly effective. She understood my weaknesses and used them to her greatest advantage. Her job and the way she executed it exemplify the subtlety of the people behind this system. Claudine pulled no punches when describing what I would be called upon to do. My job, she said, was to encourage world leaders to become part of a vast network that promotes U.S. commercial interests. In the end, those leaders become ensnared in a web of debt that ensures their loyalty. We can draw on them whenever we desire to satisfy our political, economic, or military needs. In turn, they bolster their political positions by bringing industrial parks, power plants, and airports to their people. The owners of U.S. engineering construction companies become fabulously wealthy. Today, we see the results of this system run amok. Executives at our most respected companies hire people at near slave wages to toil under inhuman conditions in Asian sweatshops. Oil companies wantonly pump toxins into rainforest rivers, consciously killing people, animals, and plants, and committing genocide among ancient cultures. The pharmaceutical industry denies life-saving medicines to millions of HIV-infected Africans. 12 million families in our own United States worry about their next meal. The energy industry creates an Enron. The accounting industry creates an Anderson. The income ratio of the one-fifth of the world's population in the wealthiest countries to the one-fifth in the poorest went from 30-1 in 1960 to 74-1 in 1995. The United States spends over $87 billion conducting a war in Iraq, while the United Nations estimates that for less than half that amount, we could provide clean water, adequate diets, sanitation services, and basic education to every person on the planet.